Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Serwinski, and we are just starting off September, so I thought it was a good opportunity to bring in the ladies of the library. So I am joined today by Mary Murphy and Suzanne Kessel. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
All right, Mary, we will start with you. You are mostly in charge of the adults in the library. So what are some upcoming events that you have coming here in September?
Well, September, in the fall of each year, we have Dallas County Reads One Book. And this is our fourth annual Dallas County Reads One Book event. And we're having a little twist this year. Instead of having one event, we're having two events, a nonfiction selection and a fiction selection. In September, we are hosting Donald Harstead, an Iowa author who has written, I believe, seven books. If you are a mystery reader, if you're a police procedural reader, if you read Harlan Coben, David Baldacci, Craig Johnson, C.J. Box, you will enjoy these books. They're very Iowa and reflective of Iowa. What do I mean by that? You'll have to read the books. Donald Harstead is coming. We are hosting him on Monday, September 18th. This event will be held at the Granger Community Building starting at 6:30. He will be giving an author book talk followed by a light dinner reception from Subway and also edible fruit bouquets.
All right, so that's the fiction book that will be read for the Dallas County Reads One book. So it's my understanding that the nonfiction book, which is happening, the event is happening in October, that is probably a pretty big deal for people around here.
Well, when we were selecting our author this year, we had the opportunity to host Dan Gable. And we were kind of, debating back and forth what to do. Should we go with Donald Harstead, an Iowa author? We've always done a fiction book. Or should we go to a nonfiction book, bring in non-traditional readers into the library, open it up to people that would be interested in a Dan Gable event? So we decided to do both. We always, grab the opportunity and make the most of it. The October event is on the 19th. It's a Thursday. And actually, Dan Gable is going to be speaking at the high school in the afternoon to the Perry Community Schools students. And then he'll be having the meet and greet, of which you can get tickets for. They're $12 at the Hotel Patty, and we serve hors d'oeuvres and desserts. And he'll be there for an hour between 5:30 and 6:30. And then at 7 o'clock, he will present an author book talk at the Perry Performing Arts Center. That is free. And after that, he will be signing books.
All right. Well, that should be I imagine, very well-attended event considering Dan Gable's kind of Iowa royalty. So.
Yes. I'm looking forward to it. Both the authors are Iowa natives. And I don't know, we can embrace all of our readers, not just fiction readers, but the nonfiction readers, and draw in that crowd that doesn't usually come to library events.
All right. Now, another event coming up in September is a continuation of the series that you've been working on, the Home Maintenance 101 series. So what can you tell me about the next event?
The next event is September 25th. It's a Monday. It starts at 6:30. We're going to host a home improvement expert, Bill McAnally. And he is actually on Talk of Iowa from IPR. If you listen to Talk of Iowa at IPR, sometimes he is consulted about his expertise. And he's supposed to be a radio personality. So I'm looking forward to it. Scott Tim, who is the ISU Extension and Outreach Specialist in this area that has done the previous two, has recommended that everybody bring pictures. If you have a problem in your house with air sealing or insulation, bring a picture and they will look at the pictures and help you what you can do to solve this problem if you have an air sealing problem or insulation problem.
Sure. And that should help people save a lot of money over the winter time.
Yes. This is probably the number one thing you can do to save money in your home is to block up all those airways around your windows, around your doors. There was a person at last Monday night when we had our home maintenance 101 weatherization who said that if you struck a match by a window, it would blow out because of the airflow from outside. And I'm like, okay, we need some air sealing there. Sealing up around the window and making it airtight.
Yeah, that would probably be good. Now, I think I already know the answer to this question before I even ask it, but is there any cost for any of these, and what events need pre-registration?
We don't need any pre-registration for almost all of the events. The only event that costs money, it's a ticketed event, the meet and greet of the author, Dan Gable, at the Hotel Patti. The cost is $12. It's not a huge cost. We're limiting the tickets for each of the libraries, so there's only about 150 tickets available. But we kind of limited it to a small number, so if you wanted to talk to Dan Gable at this event, you have the possibility of talking to him.
All right. Well, Mary Murphy, the library director for Perry Public Library, anything else that you wanted to mention?
No. We're coming off a great high on the summer reading program and our Eclipse program that was stupendously attended. And we had such a great speaker at that event. really nailed the topic and told us what was unique about this Eclipse.
She's referring to me, if you didn't know that. So I appreciate that. So it was a good time and very, very well attended, just like you said. All right. Well, thank you, Mary, for all the information. That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Library Director Mary Murphy. Listen Thursday to hear from Children's Librarian Suzanne Kestel. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.